Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice, we are here, September 14th, show number 80. Wow, 80 shows underneath our belts, building our way to show 100. Already starting to think about what we're going to do. Okay. I hope everybody can hear me now. Let's see. Guy, if you can hear me, anybody in the chat room, speak up. And I have no idea how long the sound was not working, but tell me if you can hear me in the chat room, because I think we were soundless for, God, I don't even know how long. So I'm waiting on confirmation. I know there's a delay to the chat room, but somebody in there just say, yeah, we can hear you now, Commission. Somebody up there, man, just say, yep, Commish, we got you, we got you, we got you. Let's see. Waiting. And, still nobody is confirming sound. Let me try a caller. My man Train, you are on the Madden Voice. Can you hear me?
Well, I knew he was going to pick me.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure. I guess we had no sound for a minute or two, and I'm not sure for how long, but...
I'm not in the chat room, man, because I got a slow computer at home, but, I mean, I can hear you now on the phone. I couldn't hear you at first.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. All right, great. All right, well, hang in there. I'm going to bring you back on in a minute. Hang on.
Sure, I guess we had no sound.
All right, Let's bring on my co-host. I think we have our sound restored. And we have the one and only Top Taylor, co-host tonight on the Madden Voice. And we have sound. Top, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yes, yes, and we're back.
And we're back.
Hey, that was 7 minutes, Coach.
God, man, Commish. I'm going to break you out of. No, you said Coach, but that's okay. We had sound for that one. Hey, you know, I apologize. I'm not really sure what happened. I'll blame Blog Talk Radio because I can. But hopefully you guys hung in there with us, and I'm not really sure how what happened with the sound, but the sound is back. Commish is here, and Top is here, and we're going to carry this show all the way through to the logical conclusion. And I don't even know what the last thing everybody would have heard. But let me at least refresh everybody to the call-in number, 347-838-9525 is call-in number. And tonight we're going to talk some NFL. Of course, we're going to talk some Madden. And, you know, if we can get enough people to participate, I'd like to give away, you know, a little bit of money. I'd like to maybe give away an entry, a free entry. To Players Bowl, you know, someone that's interested in going, but, you know, hey, you know, $30, I'll send it straight to Bobby on your behalf. He'll get it tonight, and you're in. You're in like Flynn. And who knows? If we get one, maybe we'll do two. I don't know. But you guys gotta call. We're not doing it for nothing. We're not just going to give money away just for nothing. We got to know that you guys are out there listening and supporting the Madden Voice. But the most important business we have to do right now is we have Top on the phone, and I discovered something today, man. I discovered something today. And so before we go any further, I have to take care of this business with Top.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Now, in fairness, it's tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is. Far too kind.
Well, you know what, man? This is what we do, man. I mean, birthdays are important. My daughter's birthday is coming up on Sunday, so, you know, birthdays are very, very important. So, happy birthday, man.
This is my first birthday home in 6 years.
Wow.
I'm usually out doing a Madden challenge. I mean, I don't know what's going on, MLG, but, we're moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the bottom line is no one knows anything. It seems as it's just a big black hole of information, which, got to tell you, isn't cool, but it is what it is. And you know what? We're going to play this game. Regardless, that's what we do. We're gonna play this game. And, you know, this is where guys got to remember, you can never, ever forget your local tournament directors. You can never, ever forget the Bobbies, the T-Boys, the Rods, the A1s, the Thurmans. You know, I'm sure I'm missing people out there that are out there throwing local tournaments. You can never, ever forget these guys, because even when the big conglomerates are arguing and debating and fighting and who's going to do what and when are we going to, the local guys, they just keep plugging along. They just keep doing their thing. So you got to show them some love, man. Got to show them some
love. This is the year of the underground.
Yes,
like,
sir.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be forefront. What's happening right now with this whole MLG situation, I cannot speak on. However, it's awful. And it's awful for the community. It's awful for the game. And it sucks all the way around. I'm not sure if it's going to even be one this year or it's not. I have no clue. But what I do know is that way before there was an MLG, there was a MWS, there was a Ballers Club, there was a, shoot, man, I can go on. There was so many leagues out there, and before we gave away $100,000, it wasn't about that when we played. It was about being the best at doing this. And if it was a $3,000 tournament, if it was a $5,000 tournament, the money was just extra. All we cared about was the trophy. And having that prestigious honor of being the best, period. Like, that's all that really mattered to us. Somehow, you know, things, when that money gets involved, you know, the priorities and all of it changes. And I don't want people to lose that. I don't want people to, you know, to forget that we used to have 150-man tournaments, spending $100 a entry fee for a $3,000 payout. And when I won that tournament, pretty much all of them, that's all that really mattered. That money was grandma's. It was give me the trophy. That money was for her gas and electric and everything else that I ran off, the system that she paid for, and, you know, just all that. And I don't want people to lose sight of that. And we got a hot tournament coming up, courtesy of our man Bobby Storm. And get out there. Get out there. You ain't got to rely on the MLGs and on, you know, anybody else that's out there doing this, because we've been doing this way before they entered the picture.
I agree. And, you know, and I'll say this. I know nothing. I have no information on MLG. I have rumors and innuendo, but I have no facts, and I am not going to speak on rumor or innuendos. But the one thing I will say, and hopefully, you know, if anyone from MLG is listening and don't like what I'm about to say, then I apologize in advance, but I feel this needs to be said, and I'm going to say it because I can. You know, the one thing I think was missing from MLG last year was passion. Passion for Madden. You know, they're a great organization. They in general, they love video gaming. But to me, it was clear, and if you go to the tournaments, it was clear that their focus was Halo and some of the other games. And while they put a lot of time and energy into Madden, it wasn't the same. And I think that that's the difference between an MLG and a local tournament, is the passion. These guys are doing it from their heart because they love the game and they love the community. And I think MLG can get there. I think they can get there. But they can't get there the way it's been. What I saw on the inside and what I was a part of, and I spoke up on it, so I'm not, you know, this part of it I did speak up on. What I saw on the inside, they can't get there that way. And hopefully if they can work out whatever is holding things up, hopefully we can help them get there. Hopefully they will allow guys like me and Top and Bobby and all of you out there in the community, they will hopefully listen and allow us to help them get there.
You know, and I mean, it's just more than that. Although I was the inside, you know, from the, not the production standpoint, but from the show flow standpoint, I was never really accepted with MLG. I'm aware of that. It was, EA hired me to do the event. And I always felt like they treated me like, you know, like I'm EA's boy and not really part of MLG. And I mean, I'm just speaking from the heart now. If someone's listening, okay, well, call me up. You know my number.
Exactly.
And, the way I really looked at the whole experience, I happened to see Cornstar. Cornstar wrote a post on Ask Madden saying that he wants the old challenges back. And because of our economy right now, that just wasn't happening, but I couldn't agree with the kid more. Our 32 cities, boys chasing the bus all across the country. Just, you know, you got me, you got Rico, you got Train, Baller, Brown, you know, Shoddy, Jeff, all of us, our whole crew was a machine. We could knock out a 512-man tournament in 7 hours.
Mm.
In 7 hours. It's done. We have crowned our champion. And that's just a well-oiled machine. In New York, we had higher ups that was there. We had a lottery line outside of the door that was so ridiculous. We only had maybe 25 pre-registered spots that weren't handled, and we got the go-ahead to take them all. That 1,000-man tournament, we was out of there before midnight. And I say all this to say things really aren't what they were, but it was better than nothing at all.
Right.
I appreciate MLG stepping in, trying to carry the torch over, but at the same time, you know, three events have passed, or is it two? I'm not sure, because I haven't gotten a phone call. In short, it's only five or six events. No, you already, if three has passed and it's six events, we didn't miss half of them. You know, we just don't know what's going on. And what I do know is going on is Game Time Philly. That I know is going down.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to do everything I can. Unfortunately, I do have a NCAA football tour that I leave really, really soon. But I'm so passionate about doing this for the community that I think I'm going to try to reroute my schedule and make sure that I host the event at Game Time Philly. It's disheartening. You know, for anybody that knows me, they know I got trophies since the game was released. I've been playing this game for 21 years. And to see where it started and where it is today, it doesn't, just because MLG doesn't pick, you know, put the tournaments out there, don't mean that this stops. You know, our audience is way too big.
Absolutely.
We got Madden Knights all over Earth that is waiting for us to come to a city near you. And it can't stop based on that. On a personal note, I can't even think of the kid's name, but he's on my Facebook page. MLG guy. I hit him up. I say, what up? You know, I hit him in the instant message. I said, what up? What's going on? How you been? I got no response, but I saw his light was still on. The next day, I hit him up. Not sure if you saw yesterday. I tried to get at you. It's top. Yeah, how you doing? Ignored me again. Well, he got deleted. Because, see, even if you can't talk about what's going on, a simple top, I can't talk about what's going on, how you been, suffices. To see that he said nothing to me at all, like I didn't send you a friend request, you sent me, really shows your lack of professionalism as far as I'm concerned. And, Kamish, we started this. We can finish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, and I, you know, and I just don't want, I don't want it necessarily to be an MLG bashing session, but I got to agree that, you know, there are several of us that were staff, and I had reserved the August MLG dates. I had made arrangements with my job so I could be available. And I have to find out through Facebook, through a Madden baller, that it was canceled. Not through MLG, not through any communication with MLG at all. Like nothing. And that's, you know, I'm grown. I'm not a teenager. I'm grown. You know, I have, you know, obligations and responsibilities, and I reserve the time because I love this game, not because I'm making a fortune doing it, because I'm not, but I enjoy the game, and I enjoy meeting the guys and being out there and helping out, and to not even get an email to say anything, things are on hold, nothing, you know, is a problem. It's just not, it's not okay, you know, and like I said, if anybody's out there from MLG and you think I'm out of line from saying what I'm saying, I apologize. I'll let you, I will. But you know what?
You have my number. I'm not apologizing. You know, you got my number. You got my email. You got my Facebook. You know, this ain't, you know, me pushing my, poking my chest out and all this nonsense. This is, wrong is wrong, and professionalism is professionalism. You know, when you're treating, you know, Madden, we ain't talking, I mean, you're treating Madden like the stepchild of Halo, or you know, I mean, it's just bigger than that. You got us thrown in a corner, man, like, while the main focus is on, you know, look, I could talk, well, you, this is about to turn to an MLG bashing.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I could delete this show.
I know. Yeah, I hear you. Well,
they can't catch the archives on this one.
Yeah, man. Let's turn gears, man, and let's bring. I think this is his number. Let's bring on the man from GTP, the Madden Buddha himself, Bobby Storm. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Tom T, what's up, babe? What's going
on? What's up, man? Notice we waited till after we were venting before we brought you on. We didn't want to pull you into our venting session.
No, actually, I was listening. I just got home from work, so I went to give a shout out to everybody in there, everybody in the community that I talked to this week. Now, I'm just draining a long day at work, but I heard what you guys were saying, and it's unfortunate, you know, as far as us not knowing what's going on. But like Top said, you know, we started this, so like I told the guys in the community, we just gotta just, you know, circle the wagons and just do our thing. You know what I'm saying? So show must go on. You know, whichever way. So that's the way it's gonna be.
So yeah. Madden Nation, for anybody that doesn't know, and then these are sources straight from ESPN. Madden Nation was the number one new programming for ESPN. I don't want y'all to think for one second that it failed. It is the economy. It is, you know, not having the financial backing for the next season, and that's going to change. You know, because you don't come in, be the number one show on ESPN. I'm talking news show. I'm not talking about, you know, comparing it to the Sunday Night Football. I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about as far as original programming. The number one show. Anybody that sees a person playing Madden, they can't turn because they do it. They want to learn the tips, the tricks. They want to hear y'all talk trash. So we have a brand here that is global, and it was global way before Halo, Call of Duty, Street Fighter, and any other game you can come up with.
That's true, and I'll take it even one step further. If you go out into your own neighborhoods, your own circle of people that you know, and go anywhere and mention Madden, and you'll get the people that play the game, and they know about it. But even if you get people that don't play the game and don't know anything about it, you say Madden Nation. You know what the guys do on Madden Nation on ESPN? I bet you they know Madden Nation. They watch the show. They will know it. They may not play the game themselves, but they're, oh, yeah, because it's reality TV, and it attracted that audience.
And I mean, even the people that'll tell you, man, I just missed 2K. You know, I missed 2K5. How come you don't have it on PlayStation? How come it's on Xbox? Whatever the case is, dude, everybody and their mama knows, well, if their mama is still in their mid-30s, knows about this game. You know, so, okay. Can we got to switch subjects.
All right, let's switch subject. Let's switch subject, man. Let's hey Bob. Now, hopefully I'm not speaking out of line here, but you know, maybe give the people an update on the crew versus crew, because it sounds like it's getting kind of hot. So maybe give people an update.
That thing's getting crazy. Every year we've done this, our third year doing it, and it just gets more intense. It's more intense than the actual tournament, but no, we're right on track. Guys are locking in their deposits and confirming their crews. It's been a lot of shuffling. I guess free agency is live in the Madden community as well as the NFL. So, no, I mean everything is straight with that. We just getting some finishing touches. We had a conference call yesterday. Went over some rules for updating. Just trying to get some things straight. So, you know, like I said, we always trying to tweak it. You know, we always trying to get better. So I talked to the guys and, you know, shout out to Truth and Replay and Dante and all the other guys we had on the conference call yesterday. We just worked out, tweaked some things. We're gonna do a follow call up conference call tomorrow. But now we all set. We all set. We got a couple more crews trying to get some things straight, which we'll know by tomorrow or Thursday. But we're all set for that. We're not in the Holiday Inn. I have to remind anybody that we're at a hall that's actually been used for concerts and stuff. It's not a huge hall, but it's bigger than the Holiday Inn space. We have it all to ourselves. So it's got a stage, it's got a sound system, switcher, which T-Boy will be on, and it's got plenty of space. They're going to be serving food there. It used to be a movie theater and was converted to a hall for concerts. So working with a promoter in Philly, our commercials actually hit three radio stations starting tomorrow. So
nice.
This thing gonna be nice. We're hitting three radio stations. We got over 5,000, 7,000 flyers throughout Philly and Jersey. Obviously on Baltimore as well, because we got some guys up there been passing out stuff. We're going to have a nice crowd. You know what I'm saying? I hope nobody misses it. I mean, I know everybody was like, some guys are crying about the payout. It was $1,000 on each console. But it's only $30 to register. And the sponsor's giving you your money right back into your Galaxy for Gamers account. So basically, you're playing for free. You know what I'm saying? So you cannot beat that. And I got guys registering like crazy on the site. And basically, as soon as you register, Galaxy for Gamers is putting the $30 right back in your account. So you can gamble and do all of everything you want. You can't beat that. So basically, most guys play on two systems or whatever. So basically, you got a chance at $2,000. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, though, Bobby? It's bigger than that.
I know. It is bigger than that.
The community sees where this is going. You know, and it's now time to support. It's time. No, I mean, nothing burns me up more when I go to the Madden Lab and I go to Ask Madden and I see 22,000 views on a thread when you don't even get 10% of that to show up to your, I mean, you get one. You're lucky to get 1% of 22,000 people that potentially saw these threads. You know, and
I'll be right back.
All
be right back.
All right.
Okay. I mean, all we are asking, people don't understand what goes into this. They don't understand that, you know, they look at the tournament promoters. They trying to count their money. Gentlemen, y'all are in this for the wrong reasons. It's the wrong reasons. We played this game to win. The payout was extra. That was extra. I want to be the guy to beat Big Gene. I want to be the guy to beat Problem. I want everybody in America to know that I beat the guy that won that 100,000 last year or 50,000 or the China season. You know what I'm saying. That's what this is about.
I agree. I can't agree with you more. I think that I think part of the, you know, challenge has been watching the tournament go from the local tournament community, the EA Challenge, and then boom, overnight it turned into a big, huge production. And I think the negative side of that production was the pride issue became lesser of an issue. It became lesser because of the big production. And I think we can do both, but I think people have to get back to the whole, you know, I want to win to be the best. You know, whatever money I get, I get. You know, I definitely want that money, but I want to walk around as with knowing I'm the best at this game. Or if I'm not the best, I'm damn close. You know, like I'm a guy that's on everybody's lips. Everybody fears me. Everybody knows, oh, here he comes. I think we got away from that a little bit last year, and I think we need to get back to that this year.
Oh, man, hey, Kamish, I'm going to tell you a true story. My man E. Smith used to be in HOP. HOP was a league that was, they were hell. I mean, they weren't enough compared to our crew, but they were hell. They were outstate, were all in D.C. And one of my dudes, my man E. Smith, we all out in L.A., we at Nationals. And my man come in there with a raggedy wife beater on and no shoes. And he said, I mean, everybody looking at him because, you know, everybody all fly for the camera. And he said, dude, I don't dress for war.
I love it. I love
it. You know, he was ready to play Madden. My man, Death Dealer. These dudes ain't sleep. I mean, I don't know that these are the relationships that we have built. And everybody can attest to this, especially because of the online communities now.
You talking about Nationals? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Dude, Death Dealer. Let me tell you, he came to my house. I don't know this guy, okay? I know him from a message board. Beth said, Top, I need to get right. I said, what you mean? He's like, I'm going to Nationals. I can't go in there soft. I said, all right, family, come on through. I know him from a message board. Beth comes over to my home. He's got a 32-inch television in his hand, a PlayStation 2 on top of the television, two controllers, back piece, and accessories. And I'm like, dude, you do know I have this game, a television, and the back pieces and accessories. He was like, just making sure. Didn't want no excuses. Death stayed over my house 6 straight days with no sleep. We slept on the plane ride over. That is what this was about, in hopes to beat the hell out of each and every person. We didn't even think about the money. All we thought about was all the smack talk on their message boards and whose face I was going to bash in or on the game. Period. That's all it mattered. You know what I mean? $1,000. What's that? Man, come on, y'all. Y'all tripping. Don't let all this other stuff spoil you into what's really important. Because let's just be honest. If it was a $100,000 giveaway, none of y'all wanted the problem.
You're right. You're right.
The year before that, none of them wanted but Dynasty.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I got to tell you, when we started the EAFL and we started it based on the online community was a very sim community, and we didn't want to be sim. We wanted to be freestyle, very few rules. And we looked at the tournament community and said, that's our model. Those guys, they don't play by a lot of rules. You know, they go there and they battle. And we also said, you know, and this year we're doing a Player of the Year award, but that's just me trying to give back to so many years of doing leagues. I feel like, let me give my guys something this year, anybody that wants to be a part of it. But for 4 years, we had no prizes. We had no prizes. The prize was we joined the EAFL and I won a Super Bowl. That was your prize. You could walk around and say, I am the best in the EAFL. And that meant, it still means something, but it really meant something last year. The last couple years, it really guys walk around. Had guys out there in the tournament community saying, man, I got to get in that EAFL. I keep hearing about this EAFL. I got to get in there and play. And so we tried to be just like the tournament community, where it was about pride and it was about going to war, like Top just said, and battling. And I think we did a pretty good job. But I tell you, the last year or so, we've seen it change. It's not what it was. And that change that we've seen on the national tournament level has affected us, all of us, on the league level. Because now we don't have that big brother to look up to no more like we once did. And we got to bring that back. We got to bring that back, without a doubt. And I think Bobby is taking a huge step in bringing that back with Players Bowl only 11 days away. Huge step in bringing that back for all of us.
We're going to kick it off regardless. Like I said, the show going to go on. And like I said, when I was talking to a couple of ballers, and they was like actually talking about in reference to a couple of guys going to the Detroit tournament just happened. And they was like, man, they stupid or whatever. They was driving to Detroit for whatever money or whatever. I said, y'all don't get it, man. Y'all don't get it. I mean, back in the day, when we traveled, ask Todd, we just hopped in a car. We were 3-4 carloads, and we went deep. Guess what? I wasn't winning no tournament. Half our dudes wasn't winning, but we just wanted to go there and just knock somebody off. You know what I mean? We wanted to go there and talk stuff or whatever, you know, get the cap in each other. But the feeling, if you got out of your round robin or if you knocked a couple dudes out of your single elimination bracket, I was good. I knew I wasn't winning no tournament. You know what I'm saying? But I knocked a couple dudes out. I was good for the day. You know what I mean? You had your regulars like Top or Cocky or whoever that was winning the tournament, like our Problems and our Evil Kens or whoever today. You know what I mean? But you got something out of the tournament by going there, and the camaraderie and chilling with your dudes or whatever. You know, dudes like you said, men on the message board and stuff like that. You don't get that, man. You'll never meet these dudes if they wasn't mad. You'll never meet these dudes. You'll never really cross paths with them. And that's where it has closed that gap. You know, you go to the tournament, like he said, only one winner, but you got all the memories. Ask Top last year at Players Bowl. God forbid, you know, it went way past the time it should have went. But we sat there looking at these kids, man, at the tournament, and we just sat there laughing. Like, look at them. They look like a bunch of kids at a summer party. They were just running around. Even when they were already out of the tournament, they were just having fun, just doing different stuff. That's what you get, man. I mean, the guys going from the room to room and everything, it's something that we created.
It got away from it. Yeah. It got away. Bobby, and Bobby can attest to this. At this time, we was on this MWS board, Madden World Syndicate, right? Mm-hmm. And the kid, the man, Lou Tillery, had a banner up. That's it. He was the champion. He had a banner.
Yep.
I wanted my banner. That's all I wanted. I wanted my banner. I'm better than this dude. I want my banner. And when it was all said and done, I talked enough trash on this message board to have this dude come to Bobby's tournament. And he's from New Orleans. And now it's about to go down. First round, I go to Bobby. Bob, listen, I don't want to be here all day. Bobby, like, what you mean? I need to play this dude first round, send him home, and let them boys split that money. Bobby goes over to Lou and says, Top wants you first round. You know, I got to ask both parties. I don't want you to think I set the bracket up. And, you know, do you want to play him? Lou had a lump in his throat. And he was like, yeah, I'll play him. His voice got high and everything. He played me. He won. I tried to jump off the roof. That's it. That's it. But that's what it was all about.
It was single elimination then. It was
single
elimination. It wasn't no four-man bracket. Dudes was driving from New York. He flew from New Orleans, T. And back then, we used to do first round, best 2 out of 3. But after that, it was single elimination all the way through. And dudes wasn't crying at all. You know what I'm saying? And it's just
we were there
for love, man.
And all I wanted to do was lay hands on that dude. And first off, if anyone wants to know the complete story, I lost because Randy Moss dropped a wide open bomb. I mean, not nobody 15 yards around him with no time left. Well, it was actually like maybe 30 seconds. And he dropped the ball for the game-winning touchdown, and that's how I lost. That's why I wanted to jump off the roof, because I had him. I had his ass, y'all. Y'all would have been proud of the boy. And even funnier, the entire tournament stopped to watch the game.
Yep.
I mean, dudes paused it. Like, yo, can we play each other after these two play? We completely shut down the tournament because of that's what this was about. You know, and truth be told, I don't even know if money was on the game. Well, I don't know because I ain't get paid, but I know I ain't bet. You know, if my boys was betting behind me, they lost too. But just in short, man, that is what this game is all about. And to further this story, for anyone that's never heard it, it ended with me quitting. I said, the game doesn't love me anymore. I'm done with Madden. There's no way I should have lost to you. Lou calls me up. Top, I need you out Cali with me. Need you up the net. And I said, fam, I'm done. He said, you can't be because I already paid for your plane ticket and I got your hotel. I need you next to me to whip these West Coast boys' asses. Period, point blank. That's how it went down. Everybody done got caught up into the prize money, but the real prize was victory. The real prize was the competition. It was the camaraderie. It was your new boy. Lou come in Baltimore, he got a place to lay his head. I go to New Orleans, I got a place to lay my head. And I'm like that all around this country, and vice versa. And vice versa. True story. Hushmanzada just hit me up. He landed in Baltimore. Called me from BWI before he got here. I'm on the third floor, fam. I'm sorry. Called me from BWI. 301. Sorry about that, y'all. Called me from BWI to say, Top, I need to get right on them sticks. I said, come on, Hoosh, you're a superstar, dude. Just come on here. Let me show you the ropes, this, and this. He said, ain't no Madden Nation this year. Can we set up something? These were the first words out his mouth, y'all. That's how big everybody knows this is. They trying to jump on board. They want to re-kick it, revamp it. And I'm sorry, y'all. I could talk all night. Commish, Bob, y'all know what we got to do. In the community, y'all need to follow suit. Y'all need to be in Philly.
No doubt. Let's bring on a caller here. 267 area code. 267, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, T? What's up, Top?
What it is, family?
You know what this is. It's Philly Ron. What's the deal, man?
I was going to say, I know it sounded like Ron, but, you know, Ron, you've done made so many moves in the last few months, man. I can't keep up with you, brother.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, my God, Ron is tearing it up.
Got me all over the place, man.
Yeah, man. But, hey, you know what? You're rolling with the times, man. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, what's going on with us?
Nothing,
hey,
man. A little nostalgia. You hear us being a little nostalgic and just trying to, you know, look at this Madden and just, you know, some frustration we all have with some things and the way things are playing out and hoping that, you know, with Players Bowl coming up and, you know, not to forget the other tournaments that are going on out there. You know, and trying to just get everybody together again and just really just keep this thing popping and just really get it back to, you know, as we're all saying on this call, to where we know it could be, you know, with or without MLG. I mean, if we can do it with MLG, hey, man, that's just even better. But, you know, at this point,
yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, since we're not getting no information, we just, you know, we're going to, it started with us, we're going to make it happen, period.
Right.
So, I mean, we're going to have tournaments. You know, either people will get behind us to support it, or we'll just do it on our own, and other people will get behind us and wind up supporting us. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, And shout out to Galaxy for Gamers, you know, because, I mean, there's an example of an organization that sees potential and has jumped right into the mix, and they're the key sponsor for Players Bowl coming up. And, you know, shout out to them for seeing, you know, and having a vision that, to know that what's going on with the Madden community and just wanting to be a part of it.
Yeah. And they couldn't have jumped in at a better time.
Yes, sir.
I
ain't trying to cut y'all. I jumped on Facebook and saw the post saying get on right now. So I wanted to jump on with you, and I don't know where y'all at in it, but I wanted to make sure that y'all ain't talk about this weekend of football yet.
We about to. That's next. That's actually you jumped on at a good time, because I think before we do alienate some people out there, we probably should switch gears and talk about football. And you know, I did, although I probably no one heard it, because I think we lost sound for a few
seven minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes. And thanks to Top, you know, letting me know, then I kind of stopped talking and started playing around with the switchboard, and we got our sound back. But hey, let's talk NFL football, and let me also bring on one other guy that I know wants to be a part of this conversation, my man in the EAFL, big, huge football fan, and we know him as Trent. And we're going to bring you in for the football talk, because I know you love to chop it up on the NFL. So, Trent, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Appreciate it, T.
No problem.
Welcome.
What's up, Bob?
Yo, what's up, Trent?
How y'all doing?
Right, oh, Bob's on here, too?
Yeah.
No, this ain't Train. Who's this? You need a new nickname. It's only one Train.
No, I don't need a new nickname. I don't know this other Train. I know how I got my nickname.
Wait a minute. But we talking about the Rosa Parks of Matt. You can't have his name. Let's stay in the chain.
I'm thinking it's the train.
Well, let me just put it to you this way. You know, there's communities, and then there's sub-communities. Now, the EAFL has been its own community for over 5 years. And in that community, we've created some history of our own. And one of the things that we have here is this is the guy, Train, who 5-plus years ago won the first EAFL Super Bowl. Super Bowl number one back in 2005, he won it. And how he won it, two ways. Number one, dude had the best defense in the league, and two, had the best running game in the league. Now, at the time, one of the best running backs in the league was A-Train, Anthony Thomas from the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears, yep.
And Train, we know him also as Buck, but Train is a huge Chicago Bears fan. And so his
call him Buck. I like
his
Buck.
His Madden name was Stop the Train, and in time it just turned into Train. So so that's how we know him. And so, you know, that's what I'm gonna you call him whatever you want, but I'm gonna call him Train.
We gonna call him Buck. I like Buck.
I won't say his government name on the air unless he allows me to, but I tell you, he's got the best government name. I want his government name. I want his name. I'm just saying, y'all can maybe catch him on Facebook, catch him online or something. He's got the best government. He should be an actor with that government name. I'm telling you.
Well, what's his name, Commission?
He's got to give me the okay.
Go ahead, Commission.
I got your permission?
Yeah, you got my permission.
All right. Government name is, get ready, Mackenzie McNeil the Third. I'm going to let that marinate for a minute.
He sounds like a shutdown corner.
Oh, bad.
Can you dig it?
All right. So, let's talk NFL. Big weekend in the NFL. It started on Thursday night with the Saints and the Vikings. It ended last night with the Chargers and the Chiefs. So we had, you know, a huge weekend of football. Some of the games you probably could have predicted. Some were quite surprising. And on a side note, if you got Ryan Grant, it was announced tonight, he's out for the season. You better go ahead, get your fantasy football rosters and get him out of there because he's done for the season.
Brandon Jackson, that's your tip for the day, folks.
Grant, that's it. And I've already made my claim for him. Hopefully I'll get him. He's on waivers.
I'll never get – dude, I knew at midnight last night that Ryan Grant was out. And I put the claim in, but I had the number one pick. I'm not getting him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Can we start with Philly, please?
Sure.
I mean, we got all these Philadelphia dudes on the phone right now.
I feel just like when Iverson left the team. You know, I became a Denver Broncos, I became a Nuggets fan. I'm still a Sixers fan, but I became a Nuggets fan. Well, I'm still an Eagles fan, but you know I'm supporting the Redskins because I can't stand my stupid ass coach. I mean, my stupid coach.
Hey, can I have a question? I got to ask, was this true or is this a joke? Did I see on your Facebook that Big Gene, and everybody in Madden knows who Big Gene is, okay, a guy that I've had a number of arguments with about the Eagles, is it true that he's no longer an Eagle fan, he's a Ravens fan, or is he just playing?
He is not playing. Big Gene is furious. His words were simple. If Vic does not start, he is done. Andy Reid made the press conference and said, Kolb is his starter. And Big Gene said, that's fine, because I'm now a Baltimore Ravens fan. It's my style of football. I love these boys. I'm running with them.
Wow.
And
wow.
I don't blame him. Dude, it is no way. Can we talk about Vic? Let's talk about Vic right now.
Yeah, let's talk about 04 Vic.
That's what I saw on Sunday. I don't know about you. I saw 04 Vic on Sunday, but go ahead.
Guess what? There was no defense to stop us. Vic is the reason I quit, man. There was no defense. There was nothing you can do but hope that Vic made a bad play. Yep. And that's just like, dude, you got a man who's got the God-given talent he could very well be the Michael Jordan of football. The Mike Tyson of football. Vic has the speed of Reggie Bush with a cannon like Marino.
Cannon of arm. Cannon.
The man got a cannon, and they have not wanted to unleash this dude. And I'm going to be honest. The quarterback position is the most prestigious position in football. Vic has the capability of ruining every quarterback record. There's not a linebacker that can run with him. You can't spy him. Did you see Clay Matthews? Hats off to him because he had a hell of a game. Clay chased Vic. He ran straight over to the sideline for oxygen. Yeah. The man was chasing a deer. It wasn't even sad, dude. I saw him on his wheels. He had the angle diagnosis down, and Vic ran right by him with ease. And that man ran straight to the – and Vic is sensational. Now, we're not talking about the Vic whose main target was Algie Crumpler and Madden created Finneran. Finneran really wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't.
Just tall.
No, this whole playbook was done left, done right. Mike, make something happen.
Yep.
You know, like he really – after Dan Reeves left – that man never had the proper coaching, but to sit a year behind McNabb, get back in shape, learn that playbook, the man threw a pass in triple coverage, and there may be two quarterbacks in the league that could have made that throw. And we know Peyton could have done it. My second would probably be, now you know what, Breeze could have done it too, and maybe Roethlisberger. Brady, I don't know if Brady could have threw that in that coverage.
Jay Cutler could have done.
You talk about the seller right down the seam?
Cutler could have. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, man. Vic needs to be starting, and if he doesn't start for the Eagles, the Jets better find him so they can go ahead and win their ring. I want to apologize to everybody for what I said 2 weeks ago. when I was on the show saying the Jets, you know, should easily make it to a championship or be right there in the mix. Mark Sanchez sucks. Period, point blank. And
he
needs a quarterback.
Thank you.
They need a quarterback bad. I didn't know he was going to be that bad.
Thank you. And let me just say this on that note. I don't know if he's that bad or people just, like me and Buck was saying 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, it's just he was a new talent last year, but this league learns quick. And so now this year, you know, he's got to grow another year and he hasn't gotten there yet. But let me comment on Vic real quick. And let me I agree, but let me just play devil's advocate because that's what we're here to do on the show. All right. And maybe, Ron is an Eagles fan or, you know, could comment. All right. Now, the logic here is just as in Green Bay is what comes to mind. You have Brett Favre and you have Superman and you have Aaron Rodgers. And finally, they made a decision. They said that we have to go with Aaron Rodgers. He's our future. Yes, Brett Favre could probably still play 1, 2, 3 more years. But you know what? We're thinking longer term, and he's been waiting long enough. It's his time now. Goodbye, Mr. Favre. It seems to me that that was the same mentality that the Eagles had when they traded McNabb, kept Vic as an insurance policy, and said, Cobb is our future. We are banking on him. So if they now make a decision, assuming that Cobb would be cleared to play, which I don't know that he would be. I thought if you had a concussion, mandatory 7 days you had to sit, but maybe I read the wrong book.
No, he can't play this week. He's not playing this week.
All right, so he sits due to the concussion. Vic comes in. Now, we know if Vic lights it up on Sunday, we got a legitimate, bona fide quarterback controversy. But let's just back up for a minute, and let's just say we don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. So now, Reed's got to take a stand today. Now, if you make that move now, what are you doing to this rookie, or now is in his second or third year, whatever he is? This is who you said, who's been the starter the whole off season, who you've said, this is your team, and we're giving you this team. What are you saying? Now, remember, I'm the one who thought that Favre should have been the starter, and everybody gave me a hard time with Green Bay. Now it's the same situation where you got Vic, who's your veteran, but you got this guy who's your future. How much would you lose with his development, his growth, if you made Vic your starter? I want to hear from Ron because that's your team.
All right, here's I'm going to give you another point of reference. All right, but first, here's the thing. Kevin Cobb is a pocket passing quarterback. All right, he's a so-called true West Coast quarterback. So that's a three-step drop, stuff like that. Get those slants out or whatever. Now, if you're going to have your quarterback dropping back 7 steps, then he's not your quarterback. That was Donovan McNabb. And you clearly wanted to go away from that, so why the hell do we got the same game plan? All right, number two, you don't have your center anymore. He's gone for the year, too. Jamal Jackson's done. You don't have Leonard Weaver. He's done for the year. That's your best blocking running back. So you're going to put a quarterback who's a pocket-passing quarterback out on the field when all hell's going to break loose, and you're going to have to rely on athletic ability. So for me as a coach, in order for my team to be successful, and I know I have those two things going against me already, I got to put Vic out there. But let's give you your point of reference. A couple of years ago, Kerry Collins was the quarterback of the New York Giants. They went out and got Eli Manning, right? But not only did they get Eli Manning, they had the nerve to bring Kurt Warner in as his backup. Eli Manning didn't do good. Who was the starter for the Giants that year? For those two games? It was Kurt Warner. So you are a professional. I could care less how you feel or what it does for your development. You got plenty of time to get in practice and get yourself right. But as far as my job as a coach, we got to win games. Period.
But what you just said, hold on a second. What you just said was Eli didn't do well. Cobb hasn't had one full game in as a starter yet.
He had He had two games last year, right? One game where he came in where Kansas City didn't know if they were preparing for McNabb or they were preparing for Cobb. And he threw 300 yards. Okay, great. The very next game,
He played against the New Orleans Saints. So they said, okay, we might have a week. McNabb may come back this week, but we're going to prepare to see Kevin Cobb. The first half, they didn't do good against Cobb. They made a simple adjustment, and Cobb threw three interceptions in the second half. Two games last year.
Okay, but that's not the same as all off season. It's your team, and so we are now creating this offense with Donovan McNabb. We've traded him, so now this is your offense. We know what skills you bring to the table, so now we're building this team around you. You're our franchise. You're our quarterback. So doesn't he deserve 2, 3, 4 games to show what he can do?
The word for the day is today. And as of right now, 24 yards at the half. Let me explain. We already established. How many analysts have said Green Bay will go to the Super Bowl? Green Bay is the team to beat this year. Vic went in there and scorched them. This dude was dying. And
The number two rated defense from last year. Don't forget that.
275 yards and a half, and Vic humbly said, if I'd have played the whole game, I think we could have beat him. I think you would have skunked him. They had no clue what to do with Vic when he got in that game.
You can't, like I said, some things you just can't coach. And then there's another thing. He's a born leader, man. I don't care what anybody, they can talk bad about the boy or whatever. He's a leader because what you saw in that game, you saw him rally. You saw a pep in everybody's step. First of all, you took a boring game and made it the buzz went from not only on TV, everybody on Twitter was talking about it, everybody on Facebook was talking about it. A game that wasn't even a nationally broadcast game all of a sudden became as big as anything else out there.
So what happens on a nationally broadcast game?
That was must-see TV.
Now remember, Green Bay prepared for Cobb and not Vic. So let's realize that some of what we saw yesterday was the fact that they weren't ready for Vic to come in there. They prepared for the starter, and that's how defense goes. Sure, they put in a couple of adjustments in case Vic goes in there and does the wildcat or whatever, but they were prepared for Cobb. Now what happens? The Eagles have is it the Texans, I think, on Sunday?
No, we got the Lions on Sunday.
Oh, the Lions.
What you just saw, when they get done with them Lions, they're going to the quarterback controversy. That's the problem.
Now, what do you – and here's what's even worse. Vic comes in and does great, right, against the Lions. All right? The following week, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? So let's say they play the Jaguars and Cobb starts. And Cobb does that. Guess who's after that? The Washington Redskins with Donovan McNabb coming into Philly. Do you really want to go into that game with Kevin Cobb having his two appearances this season if he starts in Jacksonville? Do you really want him going into that game looking like he's some garbage?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the interesting part about this is that there were no real underswellings to put Vic in and start before. Everybody seemed rather content for Cobb.
Oh, no, there was. There's been that all summer long, all offseason in Philly. You hear certain – well, you got to understand, I don't want to say that. The media – We're not really in the media as much as the Philadelphia media. There's not too many African Americans in the Philadelphia media. All right, a lot of people, and I'm not even going to make this a race thing. A lot of white and black people feel that Vic brings a better opportunity for us to win because of his legs. There's one thing about a Philadelphia fan that people don't really understand. One thing is we all love defense because of Buddy Ryan. The other thing is we all love a running quarterback because we grew up watching Randall. So I don't care who the hell is in that quarterback. As long as they use their feet, we're happy with it. So everybody's been saying the reason why people don't really like Vic up here or don't want him to start is because they don't want to cheer for someone who has his tarnished past. But if he didn't have that issue,
they wouldn't even be talking about Cobb as a starter. It wouldn't,
right.
It wouldn't even be a conversation.
It is 100%
his pass.
He did off field.
That's all it is. Because take away his pass, and you have there's no comparison between the talent. There's no comparison.
None. And meanwhile, guess who knows it? His team. Because when you say they rallied behind him, Deshaun made a catch, got up and screamed. The bench, I mean, Vic throwing touchdown. Dude's numbers I ain't never seen in my life. Banging him on the way to that sideline. Everybody, I mean, and they're losing. Hello, they down 20. They down a whole lot of points. He just threw 7, and they all went crazy. Did it again. Now the defense is like, we owe him a stop.
There
and
you
the
go.
Defense manned up. So that man is electrifying, man. You can't, he is must-see TV. Period.
Well,
the man got the stuff.
As a Cowboy fan, I hope they stick with Cobb as the starter.
That lets me know that you understand that Vic is better for that team right now. Here's my thing. I hope they leave Cobb in myself. You know why? Because we can get Andy Reid the hell up out of here. I don't want him here no more. You can't pass the buck on your player.
Speaking of Cowboys. It's your turn.
Bring it.
First and foremost, I want to say that you were completely missing doing Facebook. I sent you messages that were not responded to.
Four o'clock in the morning, mind you. That's when you sent those messages.
It's not the point. The point
so check,
is
check
that
the time of my replies. Check the time of my replies.
I saw no reply.
No, I replied to you. I replied to you. I didn't reply to you. I didn't reply to the other guy because I don't get into when people start saying things like cow chicks and cowgirls. That's third grade. That's juvenile. I don't have time for that. If people want to debate like we did on the last show and that kind of stuff, I'm all for that. But when you start doing that third grade name calling stuff, that's not football. Let's talk football. And that guy who I happen went to college with, so I've known him a long time. He was just trying to get under my skin. And the way to respond is not to respond. And so that's why I did that. But then when you jumped in and responded, I responded to you. But you come on at 4 o'clock in the morning, dude. What you think? 4 o'clock.
I'm up. I'm wide awake. It's football Sunday. It's Monday night football. I can't sleep. I'm second fantasy. I'm making sure that Brandon Jackson is now on the waiver wire. That's what I'm doing to make sure that I have a successful season. However, I saw you, Kamish, when I saw a drop touchdown. A court touchdown. And the song "Let Me Hold You" is what came to mind. because I've never seen one man get so many blatant. You know, if it was an argumentative hold, I would have said, "Oh, come on, man." He had him in the full Nelson at one point, and I thought the guy was going to tap out. I have never seen such cheating from a dude. How come offense has 7 points?
Well, let me respond first to the holding issue. I mean, our starting right tackle is injured, and that is a guy that we picked up in the off season. And
got him yet?
He's on his way. He's on his way out. And you know, there's no excuse. There is absolutely no excuse for what he did in that game, particularly that last play. There is no excuse. I cannot defend that. I cannot excuse that. It's the last play of the game, you know, and you know, can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
all right. Got all quiet. That you should know a little bit about your quarterback and his mobility, and if nothing else, you don't hold on the last play of the game, period. There's no excuse for that. I will not even attempt to defend that, and I will be very happy when he is cut from the team without a doubt. I didn't like him in the beginning. He is the number one penalized offensive lineman in the league for the last 5 years, and number two, was Flozell Adams, who we just cut. So why they cut Flozell Adams to get this guy, well, not directly, but and then end up bringing this guy in, I have no idea, but, you know, I cannot wait for our starting right, Colombo, to get healthy. He hopefully will be back on Sunday. We're waiting to hear, but there's no excuse for that, period whatsoever. And, you know, to answer the question about the offense, you know, the offense has had a challenge over the last half of NFL season. With once we can move the ball from the 20 to the 20 almost on anybody without a problem. And once we get to the red zone, there is a problem. And I will point specifically to Jason Garrett and his play calling once we get into the red zone is suspect at best. And that's the problem. And, you know, this team has far too much talent to not have put up 30 points on this Redskin team last night. There's for anybody in Washington who is walking away overjoyed and thrilled, hey, we know when you play the Cowboys, it's your Super Bowl. But do you really think your team earned that victory? Do you really think that your team?
You can't take away from
the
game that D'Angelo Hall played.
Oh, no, that was a great play. But if the Cowboys, if the reason he had a chance to make the play was because Jason Garrett makes the wrong call with 4 seconds on the clock at the end of the half.
We always think you had awful coaching. I feel your pain. I have Andy Reid, man. I feel your pain. We go quarterback draw from shotgun.
I don't feel y'all pain at all, because let's talk about the Giants. It's really not news, you know? We did what we supposed to do. We're number one in the NFC East, like we supposed to be.
Oh, get out of here with this week one. I'm on my way to the Super Bowl because of one game.
No, hold on.
Come on, man.
Which team are you going to ride with this year, Tom? Which team?
I can't help it, y'all. The Ravens came in 1995. I had my Giants for a long time. When the Ravens came, I'm a Ravens fan, and I'm a Giants fan. I'm the only person in America with a half Jason Sehorn, half Ray Lewis jersey that was mended perfectly together for the Super Bowl. I can't. I'm a loyal guy.
That's not loyal.
That's exactly what it is.
If you have two teams, that's not loyal.
I would have been a Colts fan, but they left me in the middle of the night and made flower trucks. I don't know what to do. I'm a child. My dad takes me to the Meadowlands. Rest in peace, Pops. And he says, son, you see number 56? He's got the same last name as yours. And that name represents greatness. How do you tell a 12-year-old that he can no longer be a fan of that team and you can't be a fan of your home team, too? It doesn't make sense. Most guys 30 and over that live in Baltimore are trapped between two teams. The best part is most of them are NFC teams, and we just got to deal with it.
So I'm listening to you justify showing loyalty to two teams.
Yes, I do. I can have two women. I can have two teams.
I won't get into the women thing, but I know in sports, if you are loyal, you pick a team, and that's who you ride or die with.
That's just for people that don't have the issues that we had in Baltimore. The Cleveland Browns, no one can compare to us. We are the only team with the exception of the Raiders, because the Raiders went from, but you know what, they can't even compare because L.A. doesn't have a team anymore. We are the only franchise that has been cursed with a team leaving and a brand new team coming. We're the only one
cursed or blessed?
Oh, no, we were cursed. And the reason we were cursed, it was a little thing. No, I actually said the first. But we were blessed. We lost we were cursed because we lost Johnny Unitas records. We lost Lenny Moore's records. That went to Indianapolis with them. We had no team, dude.
Yeah.
So what happens? When football stops, we got to get a team. So, I know no one really can't understand that. Y'all had your Eagles since the existence.
But why am I hearing this? Like you have to support the team that's local to you because I tell you, here in Connecticut, we've got Giants, we've got Jets, and we've got Patriots. So who does a person in Connecticut support? Because there's no team based in Connecticut, so then who do we support?
Right. So then you deal with.
So you become three teams. So you take three teams then here, right?
No. I didn't grab the closest team to me. Washington is the closest team to me. And my dad also said, son, that Redskins helmet is completely disrespectful. You could never be a Redskins fan. I said, okay, Pops. I understand for 20 years later what he meant. But the point of all of that is I had a team. So 1995, the Ravens come in town. I'm a Baltimorean, and I'm proud of it. I'm going to support my home team. Period. I don't understand guys that live in Philly and they Dallas fans. They live in D.C.
fans. We don't allow that either.
I don't understand that. That just says, I mean, you are a whack person for going against the grain like that just to piss the people around you off. Something's wrong.
Or maybe you have independent thought and actually like another team. Why do you have to like the team that's your home team? What do you talk about?
Go ahead, Ron.
As far as Philly, the only reason why people in Philly, there are two opposite teams from the Eagles that people support here. That's the Steelers and that's the Cowboys. And the only reason is because in the 70s, when they were putting the games on TV, because the Eagles weren't sold out, those games were blacked out. So that's all people would see. So my saying to the guys in Philly who grew up here and like those other teams is, you just gonna follow whatever you see on TV. I don't agree with that. But that's just as bad as
Ron, we're losing you.
Hello?
Hello? Come back. We was losing you.
That's just as bad as a guy following the team that they. And if you complain about guys only following teams that they grew up on or were in their area, you just following the team because that's what's on TV. It's horrible.
But if it's a team, I mean, who are you guys to tell people who they can support? If that's the team they want,
you can support whoever you want.
There's nothing that says because I live in Philly, I got to be an Eagles fan. If they're the team that I can get behind, I mean, your boy Big Gene is dumping his Eagles and going to the Ravens.
And Big Gene will raise hell on Big Gene for doing that.
No, it's no offense. Because I don't know if y'all saw Big Gene was completely accepted. It was about 40 comments of welcome, Big Gene, whoever you are.
But that's Baltimore people.
Yeah, we came
from here.
We embraced him. We said, come on over where the water's great.
But you just got through. But wait a minute now. So you can't have it both ways.
No.
You embraced him?
I understand his frustration. Big Dean came to me as a man.
Sounds awfully selective.
He said the Ravens are only 200 miles away from me, and I need that. I love a team. He was like, y'all only scored 10 points, but that 10 points was all right with me. I said, I couldn't agree with you more, Big Dean. We knew we was going to beat them bums from the time the TV came on. Four turnovers and 6 points, you cannot win. You cannot win.
All I want to see is some consistency. You can't have it both ways. You can't criticize someone because they're going to support a team that's not their home team, but then when a guy switches and jumps ship to another team, because it's your team, you say we're going to embrace them and bring them here to Baltimore. That's not consistent.
That's what makes it different, because it was our team. I mean, you can come to my team. I like
Come on. I'll be real. Come on.
He couldn't have been a Cowboys fan. Had he became a Cowboys fan, we'd have jumped on him terribly. But when you say we want to be a Ravens fan, I'm like, family, welcome. You know what I mean? You're just a home away from home anyway. Come on.
You know, you just lost your argument. Completely.
But back to my Giants, because they were so sensational, it's not even news. you don't see,
the Redskins are the head of the division, right?
No, they're not. We are.
Yes,
all
they
right.
are. No, you're not. No, you're not. The Reds is the only team that played a division game. They in the lead of the division. You play Carolina.
Just so you guys know, we got 15 more games we played. 15 more games. Just thought I'd throw it out there that no one wins the division after 1 week. Just,
oh, we know that.
You know what? Throw that out there.
You also know that you don't win a division when you lose.
You don't win or lose anything of any significant after the first week. It's 1 week.
Well,
so I guess we should write off the Vikings. I guess we should write off the Colts.
We can write the Vikings off.
Let's just write off everyone who. Matter of fact, why do we even bother finishing the season, right? I mean.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more, Coach.
I mean, let's just get right into the playoffs because, I mean, historically, you actually got to show a track record of winning, which the Redskins
Mike
have
Shanahan
not done.
Mike Shanahan has it, and so does Donovan. Now you know you can't go there with that.
Well, Shanahan does, but not with the Redskins.
Well, they do against Dallas yesterday.
Hey, it's one game, babe. It's one game.
Wanna, you know what football is. Every game counts.
It sure
every
does.
Game.
But
you
I will
lost a division game to a team that you were supposed to annihilate.
And you're more worried about the impact than we are because we know that there's 15 more games. We're looking forward to Chicago. Sorry, Buck. Sunday coming into Dallas. You know, we're not gonna sit here and cry and throw in the towel. I mean, you guys want to be crowned division champions after week one, and we're ready for week two. Well, because that's all y'all got. Because y'all, that's right. Because that's all y'all got. Because last year the Giants and the Redskins didn't do anything. So
I beat you twice. We had this discussion. What we were talking about was yesterday.
Which accomplished all but nothing for the Giants.
Just going into Sunday, we're talking about yesterday. And as of yesterday, you have a losing record. You have a losing division record. And you were nothing when the Giants was everything.
Let me clarify.
Like I told you,
1 week.
Ago.
1 week, one game. I mean, it's nice that you can. I don't care how you can definitively state it. Let's be honest. It was one game. Not even UTOP. Think that this one game ends the season for the Cowboys. If you did, we would have moved on. You wouldn't even be addressing that.
Justin Wilder does not make you right, sir. You are a loser.
I just said the same thing to you. I don't care how definitively you stated it. It was still one game.
From, you're only as good as your last game. Y'all are losers.
And, well, I will say this. We lost the game we should have won. And guess what? The season is far from over. And the good news about this is
annihilated them.
I cannot wait until we see the Giants.
You don't want to see us.
Oh, we're ready to see you.
Y'all are personal whipping boys.
You think so? Here we go. So, when you want to, we can go back to last year. But when I want to, we can't. I get it now. I get it. Everything else you do is selective based on the rules that you create as we have the conversation. So, 1 minute you're saying, no, you can't root for an out-of-city team. Oh, but Gene can because it's my team. Come on, man.
We're talking about the losing organization right now.
We're talking about enough lineup.
One second. Hey, Brock, where you at, sir? Because, see, you know what victory feels like. Matt Forte, 230 yards.
Even if you get up the rest.
You know what I mean? We're smiling right now. We don't sound like you. I miss you. You sound a little bitter.
I'm not bitter.
A little hot, strung, a little, you know, a little anxious. You sound like you want to fight. And
no.
I'm not going to fight you. No, you do. You want to hit me in my mouth, and I know it.
No, not even close, bro. I've been through this many, many times, and I know how the NFL season. I know guys like you that come off with big mouths after 1 week. They end up ultimately getting them shut, not by me, but just by the way the season plays out. And I'm going to be looking forward to hearing you come on the Madden Voice when the Giants
future still with a big
I thought we were talking about Sunday.
I was talking.
That's all I know is I was making my point. I let you make yours, so now I'm making mine. I just want to make my point. I let you make yours. Now it's my turn. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I love when people jump on the negative hate bandwagon after one game, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're falling right into our trap. And keep talking, because this is our time. This is recorded.
You
want to
know what the real trap is?
So when I come back,
the real trap is that they tell y'all, y'all can win every year, and you still are the same Cowboys.
I don't say we can win every year.
No, the media does. The media hypes y'all up.
What's that got to do with me? What's that got to do with me? I'm not in the media. Well, I mean, not really.
Yes,
I mean,
I'm
not a part of that national mainstream media that hypes the Cowboys year in and year out. I'll be the first
you
one.
You are international media. What are you talking about?
Brother, I appreciate the compliment. I really do.
You are downplaying the Madden voice right now.
Shout out to all my people in China. I know y'all out there listening. I know y'all calling in ready to say, who is this guy dogging your Cowboys? Hey, you know what? That's what happens when you lose a game. Everybody jumps on, they pile on, and they want to just dismiss, and that's okay.
When the Giants lose,
it's the fact that the Cowboys lost a game that they would say that everybody expected them to win. Nobody expected them to lose. But it is
nobody expected to lose to the Redskins. I mean, come on, man. The Redskins was the worst.
Agreed.
7 points on the Redskins?
Agreed.
Are you talking
Agreed.
About you want the Giants with that 35-point offense?
Yes and yes. Agreed that it was pathetic, 7 points against the Redskins. And if you guys are true football fans, then you know that this isn't going to sit well, and you know the Cowboys are going to come out. And I feel sorry for Buck.
Do not feel sorry for us. I don't need to feel sorry for us.
You come in the Dallas.
I understand.
You got Forte, you got Cutler, Chester.
Yep.
On y'all.
And meanwhile,
y'all got eight people that can't play as a team.
I saw one thing on Dallas that Dion got the same problem we got. He don't have an offensive line.
I saw no running game. I saw Marion get five a carry and y'all go away from it. I saw Troy still get the ball after that bonehead play.
Why wouldn't he get the guy? It was his first fumble of his career. It was the first fumble of his career.
Because you got Marion LeBarbarian and Felix Jones ahead of him.
You're missing the whole point. Look at this. Amon Green got cut from Green Bay because he fumbled. Holmgren said, yo, dog, you're done. That's how the man wound up going up to Seattle. He cut
okay,
him from fumbling.
Amon Green was also declining at that time and has never been the back he was after his heyday in Green Bay. You can't compare that to Choice, who's in his third year. And, yeah, he didn't secure the ball. Hey, I'm not going to defend the play.
He didn't lose
was
the game for y'all. Because you still
had
two more quarters.
The coaches did that.
You still had two more quarters to get top touchdown on the Redskins.
But just in fairness to Choice, it was his first career fumble. So, you know, I mean, guys got
to lead you to Washington. We're going to show you how it's supposed to be done. My team looks sensational. Let me let y'all know what's going to happen again next week. Next week, Hakeem Nicks will not get 3 touchdowns in one game because now we are about to get that over-the-top help on Hakeem. What you're about to see, fantasy guys, listen up closely. Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs are about to get a ton of carries, and we are about to play Giants football. And when you stick that 8, 9, 10 in the box on us, you're going to pay. Period.
I want to let everybody know that Top is doing all it. I got to give Top a lot of credit. I'm about to answer that question for you. I got to give Top a lot of credit because if I was Top and I was going into Indianapolis to play the Colts after the Colts just got beat, I wouldn't be saying, I wouldn't be talking a lot, and he is. So I got to give him a lot of credit.
And guess why they got beat, folks? Guess why they got beat? Matt Schwab had 97 passing yards. Andre Johnson had 30. Meanwhile, what's his name? Exactly. Ran for 260. Again, folks, these are your fantasy tips. Get Bradshaw and Jacobs because we're going to run it up and down the Colts' ass. They can't stop the run.
All right, come on, Doc. He's tripping now.
They don't lose that. Come on, man. Peyton is about to be 0-2. Little brother is about to be big brother. That's big brother. Watch it happen.
Now, Buck, I wanna ask you this question because you haven't had a lot of airtime, so I wanna give you some floor time. First of all, what did you think about the Bears game yesterday and that very controversial play?
I'm kind of still in shock that they actually took that touchdown away from that dude. But as a Bears fan, I can't. I'm not gonna be like we don't deserve the game. I mean, we should have really easily beat Detroit, but it's still a shock that they took the touchdown away from the dude. But it's in the rule that you got to maintain control until it's over. So, I mean, it's a rule. It's a rule. There's nothing you can do about a rule.
The rule was wrong.
I mean, you can rule the rule wrong if you want, but when it comes to a ball being in play, when it comes to people catching balls going out of bounds, that same rule is still there.
Okay.
Chicago is due to that same rule.
I'm going to tell you what I saw. I saw him come down on his butt, on his knees, and then use the football. I didn't see him drop that ball.
But that's where he made the mistake at, is putting the football on the ground. You don't do that when you're catching the ball and you're still trying to get your balance. You can't put the ball on the ground. The first minute you put the ball on the ground, it's suspect to you making the catch.
But I'm fine with the rule. I'm fine with the rule. Here's my thing. There is no. All of us who played, Stomp, I know you played. So you know that you can't lose the game on one play. Period. So it shouldn't even have got down to that point. But the fact that it did, if he just laid on the damn ground, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
No, he wouldn't. If he just fell on the ground and held the ball in the air.
No. Y'all, we talking about Detroit. Detroit is a losing organization. And I just got the game-winning touchdown for a team that may win one game this year, and we just won our first one at home.
They might win this week against us. We soft, man.
Not if Vic can. Y'all are going to beat them by 30.
Andy Reid, man. Andy Reid.
Vic.
Yeah, let Vic call his own plays.
But he does. That's the problem with Vic. No one's given him a game plan yet.
Buck, let me ask you another question. I'm sorry, let me ask you another question. Tom feels very confident about his Giants going into the Colts next week. What do you think about that game, the Giants in Indianapolis next week?
There's going to be a problem with there's a problem with Indianapolis defense when they don't have Bob Sanders. I don't know why one man makes Indianapolis run defense in the top 15, but one man makes Indianapolis defense in the top 15, and that's Bob Sanders. And without him, they may have a little trouble stopping the run. And if they can't stop the run, it'll be a long day for Indianapolis again.
Is Allen Ross playing for the Giants this weekend, or is he still hurt?
Who's that?
Isn't Ross still hurt?
It doesn't matter. We are completely fine.
Come on now.
We are completely fine in the secondary. Our secondary is sensational. You've seen their work. We had three interceptions in the red zone last week, gentlemen.
Against nobody. They only got one receiver for Carolina.
That's really not my problem.
Yeah, and And Matt Moore as a new starter.
You're going
against Matt Moore this weekend.
I'm going to respect your new nickname, assuming your nickname is Train, because you speak truth. Go, brother.
now you do have the fact that Giants are still facing one of the top passing games in the league. So it looks like more of an offensive shootout than it'll be a defensive battle.
When Peyton is watching the game from the sideline, because he can't get on the field, clock has been eaten up awfully, what's going to happen is he's going to get impatient. He's going to make some bad decisions. And another thing that the Giants have that most don't have around the league, we scream with four men. We don't even have to blitz you. Four men hollers.
That new track back that I just got with Pierre Paul, Umanora, and what's the other boy? God, what's the other DN that they got? I know you got a four DN pack.
Yeah, we got more animals. Let me put it to you this way.
When you look at the NFC East, since that seems to be the focus of our discussion, you've got Philly going to Detroit. Philly should be able to beat Detroit, even in Detroit. You've got Houston going to Washington. We saw what Houston could do last week against the Colts. You should have Houston beating Washington. Okay?
Not if we saw what Washington could do against the Cowboys.
Oh, come on now.
And then you don't give them no credit for that win, huh?
Who can run the ball?
Redskins.
Give your defense credit.
Come on, give your defense credit.
They were struggling to get any kind of offense. They scored no touchdowns.
In the second half, was that stretch play working every time
they had one drive. I'm sorry, just so you know, one drive where they got 35 out of their 80 yards.
Yeah.
That was one drive.
Okay, and there was also a run where Clinton Portis, if he doesn't drop his head, he had the whole backside left wide open because he had nobody covering it.
All right, well, Dallas had a play where if they didn't freaking call a timeout, Marion Barber gets a 60-yard touchdown. I mean,
what I'm saying is you got to count for that. That's why they watch things to look at where those openings are going to be. You truly think
that Washington is going to beat Houston?
You said Houston coming to Washington?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Why can't you see that happening?
I don't think that.
Do you think Washington's defense is it? Do you think this dude is going to have 200 some rushing yards against Washington's defense?
No, I don't think he's had 200 something rushing. I don't think he may see that again all year. But clearly they got a running game.
But that's the type of effort that's required for them to beat Indianapolis. So for them to come into Washington, he's going to have to have a great game again, because I give your running backs a little bit more credit than what you're giving. Felix Jones and Marion Barber, I give them more credit than this second year running back. Come on, man. I give you a lot more credit than that. You have to realize, McDaniel is going to have two back-to-back bad games. You really think that? He had back-to-back bad games. He's not in Philly no more. And I don't even think he had a bad game.
I think he just
he didn't have a productive game.
But he didn't make any big mistakes, and that for Washington was a good thing, because they're used to their quarterbacks making mistakes. Campbell and Collins and these guys, they're used to those guys making mistakes. So all we had to do is wait for Campbell. We know he's going to give us the game. And that's what happened. McNabb is a little smarter and a little better than that. So I'll give them credit that team will go as McNabb goes. But they won the game yesterday. They won. Sunday. They won. But it was more of a Dallas losing, with Dallas just mistake after mistake after, yeah. and even with all of the mistakes, a holding penalty away from stealing that game. That's why I sit here and say I'm not ready to say Oh my! Like the Eagles, a different ball game. You put Vic in there, and it was a different team. And even though they didn't come back and win, yeah, I see that. You know, but I don't see that right now with the Redskins off of this one game. Not yet. I don't see it.
No, I don't put too much credit into Houston. I'm not a only AFC team that I'm really that I'm out of that division. Well, you can't say that division because now they got everybody's tough in that division. But I don't see them posing a threat. Like if Washington was at Houston, I give that to Houston. But
right.
I guarantee you, in DC is going to be a hold. And I'm not trying to big up the Redskins or anything. I'm just saying you got this is one of those games where it's a push because of McNabb and Shanahan. It's a push.
I don't think the line will be a push, though. I think we'll see Houston by at least 5.
Wow.
I get the edge to Houston over that game.
You will what?
Yeah.
I give the edge to Houston. They look better in week 1 against Indianapolis Colts. Even though it's still a division team, they still look better than Washington did.
In that division, who gives the Colts the most trouble all the time? The Texans, right?
Texans or Titans.
Okay, so that's normal.
The Texans give them trouble. They usually don't win, though.
How do they do outside of that? It's the same team last year who struggled to get the 8-8, right?
Yeah, but I mean they've been on an upswing. I mean they've been on an upswing, and I think they're gonna contend this year. I really do. I mean we saw them in the preseason, and they looked damn good. I mean I know it was preseason and all, but they just looked like a different team.
So you got 3 teams coming out of that division. You got because we know Tennessee ain't going nowhere. You got the Colts that's gonna come out of there.
No, he means
They're not going nowhere. I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have 3 out of that division?
It's possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen because there's a lot of talent in the AFC, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Just as we've seen 3 out of the NFC East before. So it is possible.
That's the best division in football to me. It's always been.
Right, right. I don't disagree. Let me real quick, because we're running out of time, and I want to bring this gentleman on. I think he's still with us real quick. This one won a tournament recently, and he was supposed to call in at 9 o'clock, but he's late. So we're going to get him on real quick to talk about his tournament win, and then we'll wrap up some football talk and go off the air. But Tyronto, welcome to the Madden Voice.
How's it going, guys?
Yo, what's up, Tyronto?
Good.
I got cut up from a little homework earlier, so I had to finish that up. And sorry, I called him late, but I thought better late than never.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, homework is important. So tell us, and we're running low on time, so you got to kind of get right to the point. But tell us a little bit about the tournament that you won.
It was the Gamers Pro Tournament, the Midwest one. There's actually quite a few people from the East Coast made out, like Brusk, GTP. Some members from SMS, so there's a lot more people there than we were anticipating, and I went through the tournament. I think I mercied my first four people until I got to the quarterfinals, where I played K-Star. He was probably the best I played all day. I had a really tough time stopping him, and, like, my defense was kind of the talk of the tournament, and, I mean, I could, like, kind of contain it, but he would just get like, a couple yards each play, which would just, like, you know, knock off yards on the first down and eventually get in the end zone. But fortunately, I was able to score with a couple seconds left and go for 2 and win the game. And then I, in the quarterfinals, I'm in the semifinals, I play Krill, who knocked off SMS Danny, who also had really good defense. And I kind of locked him up pretty good for most of the game. So I kicked the game winning kill real fast. But, I mean, overall, it was a great tournament. It was a great show out. And I'll probably go to more of those tournaments down the road.
Sounds good. So what did you get for winning the tournament?
$1,000, and then just a couple other things. Like, they had a camera crew and stuff there, so there was, like, a lot of interviews and that sort of thing going on, which was neat and different. But obviously the cash prize was the best price.
Sounds Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. So well, I'm looking forward to players in a couple of weeks. Should be good.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. Call in again next week. Try to get to us earlier so we can talk some more.
Yeah. No, that's my fault. But thanks for having me, guys.
No, it's a pleasure. Take care. All right. With 9 minutes to go, let me just remind everybody, Players Ball 11 days away. Now, we got carried away with the NFL talk, but hey, that's the way it is. Next week we will do, let's see, how many should we do? Let's do three giveaways next week. Three giveaways to Players Ball on the Madden Voice next week. Stay tuned to the Madden Voice on Facebook for more details on how that's going to play out. But spread the word. If you want to go play in Players Bowl and maybe, you know, you're a little light on money, you want to call in and win those giveaways. But we'll do three next week on the Madden Voice. I'm also going to make a prediction for football. And we'll see how you guys feel about it before we say goodnight. But I think that next week we will see the NFC East all be 1-1.
You think you're going to beat Chicago? Wow.
Well, you know, wow. I think we're going to beat Chicago, man. I mean, of course I think we're going to beat Chicago. We're home, number one. So the first thing is it's our home opener. I'm going to tell you, Dallas is pissed off at that loss to Washington. There's attitude in Dallas, and I'm happy about it. I mean, there's no such thing as a good loss, but I got to tell you, if this loss wakes this team up to realize that they're underachieving, then I'm happy about it. And I just think that there's going to be some statements made. Not that Chicago's just going to lay down. Chicago, you know, you always got to fear the D when you play Chicago. And, you know, based on what I saw, it even seems like, you know, the offense is starting to click a little bit, you know, with Forte and Cutler. So, you know, I know Chicago's going to bring it, but I just think that Dallas is going to be ready for this one next week.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Y'all give my coach more credit than I do, so I'm trying to get a draft fixed off and get him out of here. let's go for the lottery. Give me that first round. Give me that number one overall.
Well, you know, since Vic is starting and you're playing Detroit, I mean, if you guys lose that game, you might have your wish. You might have a new coach.
Yeah, it's rooting in here. Somebody can know what the hell they're doing.
So
but yeah, now this should be a good week of football for the NFC East again. So Vic can definitely do it if he's going to start the whole game. I really don't know too much about the Dominic and Sue. But considering who I think they're going to put at center for us, either this guy Mike McGlynn or Nick Cole, I can see him just snapping the ball and getting ran over, and that scares the mess out of me. Oh, yo, hold on, man. I wanted to ask this question. How in the world was your center getting away with hiking the ball and slapping Albert Haynesworth in the head every play?
Yeah, they got beef, man. You remember
I thought that would be hands to the face or something. I didn't know you could. I literally didn't know that you can do that. An offensive player could touch a defensive player in the helmet, nor could a defensive player touch an offensive player in the helmet. He was snapping the ball and jabbing him. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen, man. A hike. Right,
and a stiff arm.
And watch his head just go back. Every play, I was dying laughing, man.
I think there are some different rules for the O-line and D-line play than the receivers, the safeties, and backs and linebackers. So I think there's some different rules there that allow them a little more of that hand-to-hand battle.
It was funny, though. It was definitely funny watching it.
Yeah, it was funny. Hey, some random thoughts about some other games. You know, we had a huge argument, or not argument, but discussion on the Jets and the Patriots a couple of weeks ago. We saw the Jets lose last night. We saw the Patriots dominate. I mean, forget the score because that was garbage. They just beat up on Cincinnati. So, I mean, I feel like I'm vindicated because I said the Patriots are going to be there, and, you know, they looked good. And, you know, despite Moss's after-the-game comments, you know, you got to give credit to the Patriots, playing like the Patriots that we know. And, you know, God bless Wes Welker. Even if you're not a Patriots fan, just for a guy to have a major knee injury like that and 8 months, 9 months later to be playing at that level, that's unheard of. So, you know what, good for him. And, you know, if you got him in your fantasy, man, you were smarter than me because I didn't see that happening. You know.
I thought, man, I still didn't get him.
The other game that really caught my attention was the Seattle 49ers game. Another blowout. And, you know, you really didn't expect that in a division game where you have a guy who's now in his, third year. Mike Singletary is versus, you know, I mean, we know Carroll is a great college coach, but he was always marginal as an NFL coach. But, I mean, he looked like the veteran, and Singletary looked like the rookie. You know, that game was just so lopsided, it wasn't even funny. So now you got NFC West. Now, I mean, yeah, I know Arizona won, but, I got to tell you, man, Seattle looked like the team to beat in that division, I tell you. So, and then, I don't think there was any other real surprises. Pittsburgh, you know, they held off Atlanta. Jacksonville won. You know, I don't think Miami beat Buffalo. I don't think that was a real surprise. Tennessee destroyed Oakland. No surprise there. And, the other surprise to me, honestly, was the last game, Kansas City beating the Chargers. And I got to tell you, I didn't give Kansas City a chance in hell to win that game. But,
man, those young return guys, they got look scary. Woo-hoo, they look scary.
Yo, before y'all get cut off, let's throw this out there. This is what's your pick on this game for this week? Pittsburgh at Tennessee, 1 o'clock game.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, dude.
Yeah, Ben's not playing. If Ben was playing, yeah, but I mean, Dixon, he played enough to win, but he's not Ben.
All
right. You know, I got to go with Tennessee on that one right now.
What else looks like to be a good game on here? Seattle, Denver, St. Louis, Oakland, Houston, Washington. Let's go with Miami at Minnesota. Does Minnesota start off
0-2? Nah. I mean, if we're playing in Miami, I'd be a little more worried. But playing in Minnesota, man, that's a tough place to play, man.
Yeah, yeah. Especially coming off of a loss to them. Yeah.
Yeah. So nah, I don't see it. I don't see it. I think it'll be a good game, but I don't see it.
I just want to throw those games out there because I know that would be something interesting. All right.
Well, we got the 90-second alert, so let me thank Ron. Thanks for calling in, man. I hope maybe you could. You know, we're gonna do the NFL thing every week, so hopefully you could find some time to join us. And train, same thing. Obviously, you know, appreciate you guys calling in and making it more like a sports reporters. You know, four or five guys talking about it versus just me and Top. I think that was great. So,
always, man.
Yeah, I'll try to get back on here next week.
All right, sounds good, fellas. Y'all have a good night.
Have a great week.
All right, man.
Good night.
And I want to thank Top Taylor for co-hosting the show. He had to run. And I want to thank Bobby for calling in. And certainly Tyronto, sorry we couldn't give you more time, but love to have you back on next week. And, you know, it's just great to have so much support from the Madden community and also from the sports community as we try to broaden the base of the show. So we're going to keep the NFL talk going. If you want to talk about your team, you got to call in or get in the chat room or send us a message, and we'll talk about your team as well. So for everyone over here on the Madden Voice, thank you for your dedication. Thanks for tuning in. Giveaways and updates coming soon. Don't forget to tune in next week. We will give away cash. And like I said, join the EAFL, EAFLMadden.com/join. All feuds will be settled on the field.